Turn with me to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. I'm going to read a few verses from that to start off with. Matthew 24, beginning with the 42nd verse, it says, "Watch." Remember that word, watch. "Therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour ye think not that the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord have made ruler over his household? Give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. Thank God for his word. It's not unusual for, as each day goes by, to hear some type of warning. And be it health weather warning, you hear a lot of that. Turn on the weather channels or the news, and the weather comes up and they warn you whether it's going to be streaming hot in the summer or rain today. Maybe warning of in the wintertime, snow and ice and so forth. You have economic warnings and you have health warnings. We have dealt with the COVID situation. Now they're talking about coming in with all different types of COVID, and now they're warning you about this monkey stuff, whatever you call it. But anyway, they're trying to warn you one way or the other. Yes, I like warnings. You know, I like if I was going down the road and the bridge was out, they let me know the bridge is out. I like warning to let me know that ice is on the bridge. You have to detour because of some road malfunction. So we have to take these warnings serious. And so one warning is the end of the world warning, the end time warning. And that's what I wanted to minister to you on, or speak with you about biblical end time warning. Not to scare you or nothing like that. I don't have that in me anyway, but you got people who want to be seen or heard, and you got things happen like, y'all remember, who remembers the Y2K warning? Remember that time? I still don't understand all of it to today, what all happened. But anyway, I remember that, and I wonder if those people who put away a lot of food and stuff still got that stuff. I don't, you know, where they put it up. Might have already gave it away or something for a while until. I'm not saying I'm prepared for outings and warnings and things and have some stuff on hand. But I like for us to look at the Bible. And that's my purpose, is to look at the Word. I don't want to say anything any different than what the Word say. And not trying to do something otherwise. And then, you know, like I said, some people try to scare you and all that kind of stuff. Some warnings are valid, especially the biblical warnings. Some warnings, others that you might hear, is not valid. Some don't even have no basis at all, you know. So tonight, on the subject of biblical end time warnings, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. It says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. You're not really to, are supposed to believe everything you hear, or every warning that you hear in this world. You're not to believe it. First, we must check our spiritual warnings to see, are they what? Biblical based. See, are they in the Bible? What's in the Bible for us? Are they Bible-based? Be aware of warnings that's coming from inside and outside the church. You got those that may say something different. Some people got inflated egos. They may be pastoring a church. They may be somewhere and got different warnings, inflated egos, while others just want to draw attention to themselves. You know, might be in the name of a prophet or seer or something like that. But they lack attention or like to draw attention to themselves. Warning is recorded throughout the Bible, as I see it, and God spared those who heeded his true warnings. Now, I want you to listen at the definition of the word warn. It means to tell a person of a danger, coming evil, misfortune, put on guard, caution, and right. I thank God, for he always made known to his people before the time of trouble and time to prepare and to escape the danger or whatever it was, the warning it was. I want us to look at some of what God has done. First of all, he warned Lot. Now you can turn there if these verses, this is coming from Genesis 19:14. He warned Lot and his family of the coming destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and told them to flee. And this, like I said, this is found in Genesis 19 and verse 14. So, And Lot went out and spake unto his son-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. You got that? Let's turn on over to Genesis 41, 30 through 31. Genesis 41, 30 through 31. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. You see here, God warned Pharaoh of Egypt, but he warned him through Joseph, the coming famine, and he used Joseph to prepare stores of grain, bins of grain, and where they're during the 7 years of plenty, and it saved Egypt, you remember? And Joseph's family, when the 7 year famine followed, the times of plenty. So there was a time they prepared for that. There was a warning, first of all, and then it happened. Another time was in Exodus 12 and 23. I'm going to travel just a little bit if you don't mind. Exodus 12 and 23. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintels and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. He warned the Israelites living under the Egyptian slavery that the angel of death would kill all the firstborn of every family, and that they must protect themselves and their families by placing the blood of the lamb over the doorpost. My sister was singing that song about nothing but the blood. My mind was just rolling with the power of the blood. So the angels will pass over them because of what? Their obedience in placing the blood upon the doorposts of the house. And it did exactly what it said. Those who had the blood upon the doorposts of their house, they lived. The Egyptians cried, hollered, carried on. So that warning. Another time was in Jonah 3, 4, and 5. You might not, I think Rebecca just taught on that, so some of you might can find it better than others. I think it's near Michael. Yeah, that's it. Jonah 3. 4 and 5. Jonah 3, 4 said, And Jonah began to enter into the day city, a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Fifth verse says, So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. So now, we see here, he warned the wicked people of Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria, of God's coming destruction through Jonah. When they repented, the judgment was averted and did not come for a number of years. So we see God working there. Let's go to Hebrews 11:7. I won't be long. Just want you to get a point. Or two. Hebrews 11:7. Faith chapter. By faith Noah being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. He moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of the house, by which is condemned, which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen? That was to Noah. So we have these different warnings straight from the Bible. And throughout the church history, the Lord has given advance warning of his coming persecution to the followers so that they might prepare. And so the true prophets of God are still warning. Perilous times are coming to the earth that will include the persecution of, you know, saints. And let's look at what Jesus said as, let's go back to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. This time I'm going to begin with the third verse. We see that Matthew 24, verse 3. I'm just going to skip through some of this. I'm not going to go through every one. But then, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, third verse says that the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear. And what are we hearing of nowadays? Wars, rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. What is nation? What's happening today? Nation rising against nation. Russia against. So we are having, you see those things are popping up. But nation shall rise against nation. Kingdoms, those who have kingdoms against kingdoms. And then shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Last year, I know we heard of a lot of earthquakes, quite a few. We heard of famines and droughts in different countries. And then it says in the 10th verse, and then shall many be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. 11th says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, mislead them, go to their churches and be misled, and or you may receive their writings or literature or so forth. Be misled That's why you have to read the Word for yourself. You have to study the Word. Stay in the Word. Because surely somebody's coming against it. If it ain't the way they want it, the way they see it, they're going to say something else differently. The 13th verse, 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. People are not loving like they should. They're not in the Word like they should, so they don't know love. The only way you know love is to know God anyway. You don't have enough God in you to love or to think about somebody else. You're not doing much anyway. And this gospel of the kingdom, and he, but 13th verse, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. 17 verses. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your light be, or your flight rather, be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Let's go on down to the 25th verse. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. Who did he talk about? Jesus. He in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Believe it not. For as the lightning, this is how Jesus come. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That's how Jesus is coming. He ain't coming hiding. You're going to be able to see it. That devil who said he don't exist, or he have no power, he's going to come showing his power. For whatever, wherever the carcass is, there will be the eagle be gathered as together. 29th verse says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, in those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall be fall from the heaven, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, for they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power of the great and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. 32nd verse. When his branch is yet tender, and put it forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. Those who have fig trees, I guess you know about that, don't you? The message of this entire chapter is that Jesus will return. There is a time set. Only God the Father knows when it is. Just as there was time for his first coming, there is an exact time for his second coming as well. The nation of Israel today, looking at the nation of Israel as one of the signs of end time. Watch Israel. Listen to Israel. Know what's happening in Israel. The fact that Israel exists today, this very hour, points to the soon return of Jesus coming. And he compared it to the fig tree I just told you about. Jewish nation to a fig tree. He said that when the fig tree begins to bud, we can know that we are approaching the end time. The budding of the fig tree is a type of the Jewish people returning to their homeland, which was promised to Abraham and to his seed. That's where they are now. That's Jerusalem. All of this was promised to him, to them, and to their seed. I don't care what you hear, fight or fuss or Congress or anything else, the word or anybody else, the word says that that land is Israel, the Israelites. He said, I will bring again the captivity of my people, of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up. And off their land, which I have given them, said the Lord, thy God. You find this in Amos, book of Amos. The ninth chapter, 14th through the 15th verse. 14th and 15th verse. God decreed that when his people would be so cruelly treated that they become outcasts, driven out from the lands that, from these other countries. And you see they're coming back from Ethiopia, Romania, a lot of places they're coming from, India. Different countries, they're even leaving from America, going back to Israel. He would gather these outcasts and bring them back to their homeland. So we can see that's taking place today. We can know from that which is happening now that it's nearing the time of Jesus coming back. So take that as a warning. Warnings are given so that we can take action and either prevent, or you can prepare for, or flee the danger of suffering that is sure to come without a change in our daily lives that will come, or our daily affairs. So we are to let us heed the warnings of the Bible and God's prophet, so we will be able to escape all the things and stand before our Lord when he comes. Amen? So, in my closing, which I told you to be short, of all the things that I have spoken or ministered tonight, this is the most important word that I can leave with you. From the book of Luke, chapter 21. I leave, watch, here's what it says. I want you to turn, I'll put it on the screen. Either turn, I want all of us to look at it. Good. Luke 21. 36th verse. Remember the first verse I read in Matthew 24, I think it was the 42nd verse about watch? Well, listen to what Jesus is saying here. In the 36th verse of Luke 21, he's saying, watch ye therefore, and pray always. Listen to this. Let me say it again. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all of these things. Those things that you've been warning about, that you've already been warned about. Escape all these things that shall come to pass. And what will we do? We'll stand before the Son of Man. But we escape all of those things. So take heed and receive His word. Glory to God. Amen. I hope and pray that you got something out of that. And let us bow our heads and pray.